America has long prided itself on being a nation made up primarily of middle-class families. But a new study shows that the middle class has shrunk to where it no longer constitutes the majority of the adult population. That's according to a new study from the Pew Research Center. NPR senior business editor Marilyn Geewax has been digging into this report and others to better understand what's happening with middle-class workers and the growing income divide. She joins us now from Washington. And Marilyn, let's start with the Pew report. Why do their researchers say the middle class is now a minority?
Well, the study started with the U.S. median household income, and that's the paycheck that's smack in the middle. Half of them are bigger, half of them are smaller. And then Pew defined middle class as any household that had at least two-thirds of that median income and no more than twice that amount, and it adjusted it all for household size. So here's the bottom line. What that means is if you're a family with three people, being a middle class person these days means earning between $42,000 and $126,000. So, you know, then Pew took that same formula, dug around through all the old government data, went back to 1971, and found that back in those, let's call them the Brady Bunch days, two out of three Americans lived in a middle-income household. We really were a nation of middle-class families. But since that time, that portion, the people in that middle class, kept shrinking. And it's all the time, Eric. It's decade after decade. It doesn't matter if it's a recession, a recovery. Doesn't matter who's in the White House. The middle class just keeps shrinking. And this year, we finally hit that tipping point. As of 2015, just under half of all households now have middle incomes. Mostly, we are now a country that is made up of either upper class people or lower class people.
Well, and in your definition of a family of three, middle class, there's a big gap there between $42,000 a year and $126,000 a year.
But still, that's a big, broad middle, and that's what's changed. You know, there are an awful lot of people who are now outside of those parameters. So, for example, there's 21% of households are now considered upper class. And back in 1971, only 14% of households were in that category. So that's good. That's, you know, rich people are growing. That's nice. But what's also happening is poor people are growing. In 1971, only 25% of households were considered lower class. Today, it's 29%. So basically, millions of people have moved out of this very, very broad middle class and either moved up to affluence or slipped down into poverty.
Well, income inequality has certainly been an issue in the presidential race and throughout the public discussion. Talk about the forces behind that shift, Marilyn. Why a move to the edges and away from the middle?
Well, a lot of it, I mean, all the data suggests it's basically about education and the changing workplace. If you have only a high school education, it's tough to make a good income these days. Factory workers, miners, oil field workers, all of those categories are losing jobs these days. And as automation increases, think about driverless trucks and robots running factories. Those jobs are going to continue to disappear. But if you have a college degree, and especially if you marry somebody who has a college degree, together you're very likely to do well.
All right. These issues will continue to play out on the presidential race field. Thank you, NPR senior business editor Marilyn Geewax. Thanks a lot.
Oh, you're welcome.